Welcome to the Client Stampede Podcast. Everything you need to know to get more clients, make more money, and have more fun in your business. I'm your host, Julie Guest. The art and science of getting the best buyers. What would it mean for your business if you only worked with your dream clients? The following strategy I'm about to share with you has helped more companies double their sales faster than any other single strategy that we've used to help our private clients. Here's how it works for your business. Essentially, your business has two categories of prospective buyers. You have your best buyers, those who would be a dream to work with. We call them your A clients. And then you've got your B clients, who are the rest of your prospective buyers who just don't fit the dream category. So who are your best buyers? These are usually those people within your target market who have two things. One, the biggest burning need for your products or services. And two, those who can easily afford to pay for them. The biggest budgets and who are the most affluent. Why is this simple idea so important? Because marketing to your best buyers will be a lot more effective than investing your marketing dollars on targeting all your buyers. For example, running an ad campaign that combines social media ads with direct mail advertising to 250 of your best buyers is going to be a lot less expensive than marketing to an entire audience of 10,000 of all your buyers. But it's how you market and sell to these dream buyers that will determine whether you actually get them. For example, one of our clients manufactured and sold home stair lifts. Those are those little motorized chairs that get attached to stairs so people with mobility challenges can stay in their homes. The company was an industry disruptor of sorts because it had created a stairlift system that was lighter, less costly, and could be installed or uninstalled in an hour with no damage to the walls. Our client was growing, but not as rapidly as their investors wanted, so they hired our team as their own outsourced marketing department, which meant they could save on employee costs and overhead and get faster results for a lot less. When we started working with their chief marketing officer, he had a database of 27,200 potential buyers. Our team did a market analysis and found that 86 companies in their target market bought 76% of the home stairlifts in 20 key metro areas. None of these 86 companies were current buyers, but each of them were heavy hitters in our clients' key metro areas. So by focusing intently on marketing to those dream 187 buyers, which incidentally used a well-written book as a key lead generator, we were able to get 24 of these dream buyers to buy from our client within the first year. That alone doubled our client's sales, and suddenly executives who had never even heard of our client were hearing from us on a very regular basis. We helped double their sales again the next year by bringing in another 31 of their dream clients, and in the third year, we got the rest with the exception of 5 who stayed fiercely loyal to their existing supplier. Your best buyers buy more, they buy faster, and they buy more often than your other buyers. These people are your ideal clients. So no matter what else you're doing in your marketing, you should prioritize marketing to your dream 100, or whatever number is appropriate, in a way that is interesting, engaging, but also very frequent. And in case you're wondering, doing only digital marketing to your dream 100 is not going to be enough to win their attention and trust. Everyone does digital advertising, and it's so easy to block an ad or delete an email. Your highest value clients need high value, high touch marketing in the traditional sense. Carefully crafted direct mail pieces, research reports, case studies, a book that answers their most burning questions, etc. Poor quality marketing will just be annoying. So make sure that your marketing is valuable enough that someone would pay you for it. A second advanced growth strategy is to also apply this exact same principle to your dream affiliates. Who are your dream 100 affiliate companies who you could partner with and who could send you more business than you could handle? Once you understand the power of the strategy, you'll never look at marketing to your target market the same way again. So here's to growing your company smarter and not harder using the Dream 100 strategy.
That's it for this week's episode. Don't forget to check out next week's issue of Monday Marketing Gold, your weekly e-magazine for more marketing tips, tricks and strategies from the trenches. You can subscribe for free by visiting clientstampede.com/gold.